if you think we talk a lot and that we like to talk, our next guest puts us to shame. He is Angelo Jeter, the poet laureate emeritus of Rock Hill. And he's here in the studio because he's got still lots to say, so much so he's hosting the One Word Poetry Festival. And good morning to you, Angelo.
Good morning, Lucas. How you doing, my friend? Thank you.
Doing great. Absolutely. So let's kind of explain, folks, your background. You were the first poet laureate in the city of Rock Hill. Let's explain what a poet laureate is, because there's one for the state of South Carolina as well.
There is, yes.
But maybe kind of explain what that is, what the role is of a poet laureate.
Right.
Because you're emeritus, so you've already done your years.
Yeah, and we've got I'm laying back now. Yeah. Yeah, so poet laureate is essentially the official poet of that city, that state, or the world, not the world, but the country, right, as well. We don't have a world poet laureate. Maybe we work on that. Yeah, right. Maybe maybe I get that one day. But yeah, and so essentially your job is to promote poetry and literacy throughout the community where you're in. And so you can do that through workshops, through visiting schools, through doing programs and public events and those kind of things as well. And as well as like doing poems for official ceremonies and official city events too.
Well, again, he's the poet laureate emeritus of Rock Hill, which means he's already served his 4-year term and then some.
Yes.
So our poet laureate now is a good friend of yours, Carlo.
Yes, for sure, Carlo Dawson. She's doing an amazing job, doing really great. Really
and
great.
I asked her too. I said, now, is your plan to stick around for more than 2 years? Because that's kind of what you sign on for.
Yes.
She says, I think in 2 years, you know, we'll see. And I'm like, Angelo said the same thing.
Yes, you're going to be going long time. So it's
well,
good.
Well, our community is better because we've got a poet laureate, to your point, to raise awareness about the spoken word.
Yes.
Making sure that we all can speak and read and write. I mean, it's the basic of it. To be successful in life, you have to have those skills.
Absolutely.
And if you can elevate those, which you're going to do at the One Word Poetry Festival, it's even better.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, poetry really, a lot of times when I talk to people and they say I don't like poetry, it's because they don't know that their access point has been something that they didn't understand. It was Robert Frost or it was Shakespeare or something. But I mean, if you ever like a song in your life, then you like poetry. You just like your poetry in music form. If you like movies, then you like your poetry in movie form, right? Oh. So, I mean, so it's just how you look at it and your access point. And so we use the festival as a way to show you all these different types of poetry that you can maybe find access to and enjoy.
I'm glad you said that because I wish I'd have had you when I was younger, because to your point, Shakespeare was very difficult to read.
For sure.
It is hard, I thought, as a ninth grader to read.
Yeah.
So I grew up saying, like, I don't like poetry, but hearing you described, you do like poetry. It's just the medium that it's delivered, right?
Exactly.
How it's being delivered to you.
Yeah.
So we all like poetry in some form or fashion.
Absolutely.
But at the festival is to bring out all those different facets, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have spoken word poetry that'll be on display. We have an open mic then on Friday night where we can have that. We have a live band as well performing there. I also believe in poetry being like the fusion to all arts. So we have a live painter that's going to be painting while the event is going on. And so he does it like on the spot, which is really cool. So you never know what they're going to make. And then we have a poetry showcase on Saturday. We have workshops as well, so you can learn about more about writing or enhance your skills as a writer. And then a poetry slam on Saturday evening, which is a competition, a spoken word poetry competition. So it's really, really fun, a really interactive event.
Angelo, I think what Lucas was trying to say is that he's more of a haiku guy.
Oh, got it. That's good. Haikus are good, too.
So you like folks that haiku, right?
Yes.
It doesn't take away from poetry.
No, haiku is a type of poetry, for sure.
Yeah. Still part of the same family.
Yes, it is.
Short and subtle.
Yes. Yeah. That's more my...
I love that.
More my cup of tea, for sure. Angelo Jeter is the Poet Laureate Emeritus of Rock Hill. He's bringing the One Word Poetry Festival back once again to Rock Hill. It's May the 29th. And the 30th. You kind of broke down what was taking place, but let's do start real quick on Friday, May the 29th. Time and location.
Yeah, so Vibes and Verses, open mic on Friday at the Getty Center parking lot, weather depending. If it does rain, then we'll be inside the Getty Center courtroom, and that's at 7 o'clock. On Saturday morning, starting at 10 o'clock, we have two workshops, one led by D'Angelo Dia, and one led by Angelina Brooks, who was a professor at UNC Charlotte. Hers is at 11:15. D'Angelo's is at 10. Then at 2 o'clock, we have a poetry showcase featuring Carlo Dawson, who we were just talking about, and our youth poet laureate, Kamani Gilliam. It's like a poetry mixer and showcase where we just want people to connect, but they're also going to do a reading. And then that's at 2 o'clock and at the York County Library. And then Saturday night at the back at the Getty Center, we have the One Word Poetry Slam, where we have 12 poets competing for $1,500 in prizes. So... So, be a lot of fun. And that's at 7 o'clock.
Is it kind of like Walden out? Is it? No.
Not quite. Not quite.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a good
one.
I like
love
that.
To host.
That is
Yeah. You know, I guess it has some similarities, yeah. Right? Like, there's a part in the Wild and Wild and Out called Wild Style. It's like a battle.
Yeah.
So it's a battle of sorts as well. But Poe is.
I've always been fascinated by the slam poetry style. Yeah. Because it's kind of like improv a little bit, right?
Well, so not exactly. So we actually usually write the poems ahead of time.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah, but they're memorized.
Yeah.
Right? And so it incorporates performance and, you know, really kind of getting the crowd involved.
It's very theatrical, too.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It definitely incorporates theater as well as performance. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so.
Angelo, everything except the one word poetry slam, it looks like it's free.
Everything is free except for that.
Okay.
Yes.
And that one is $15 to watch and $25 to compete.
Right. Yeah.
You just pay up front when you're there.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Yeah. And we actually already have our competitors now.
Oh, okay.
So you can't keep your 25, but give us your 15 so you can still come and watch.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. So this is open to everyone, right? Anyone can come out. And again, if people are listening and like, I don't do poetry.
Right. Yeah.
You explained earlier why you do poetry.
Right, for sure.
Listening. What else can you tell folks that might be on the fence and somewhat are interested in, and they like the art of storytelling, however that's delivered to them, that they should come out and support this, and why it's important to have this kind of event?
Yeah, for sure. I think it's important to have it, for one, because like I said before, I think poetry really is the impetus of all types of art, right? And in our country, in our world today, you find the arts are getting defunded a lot. And so poetry and arts in general always help literacy. Like, there's lots of stats and statistics. If you're a research data-driven person, that if you're involved in arts or the arts are vibrant in your community, it's going to help everything else, right? For one, but also like it's the access point, like I mentioned before about poetry, right? So let's say you come and you don't like poetry at all, but you probably like music. So we have a live band. You probably like food. We have vendors. You know, you probably like people. We have people there. So sometimes it's just getting them in the door, and then they'll find a poem or they'll hear something like, oh, that really was amazing. I really like that. And they'll come back the next day to a workshop, or then they'll come to the slam. So it's a little something for everybody, and it's not your idea of what your grandma's poetry was or your great-grandma's poetry was. It's really all types of things that are a part of it. So,
when today's time, again, when we live so much on our phone,
and
we hear report after report of people are not being social anymore. They don't know how to talk to folks.
Yeah.
This kind of event is important. So we do not lose our voice, right?
Yeah,
we
all
lose
exactly.
How to talk to folks. It is fine to send a text. It's okay to send an email.
Right.
That's how we do business, and that's how we can move things along.
Yeah.
But you still have to have face-to-face conversations with people, how to make small talk, and to your point, how to deliver a message
in
however form that you want to deliver it. So I think that's also why an event like this, the One Word Poetry Festival, is so important that we don't lose that connection with each other.
Yeah, I mean, language is important. I mean, we use it every day, right? And so don't even look at it as a, you know, super poetic, you know, in terms of how you're saying something or overly metaphorical. It's just poetry is just telling the truth. That's how I look at it. You're just telling your truth, and you're telling the truth of the world. And so if you want to hear some truth, come down to the One Word Poetry Festival. That's it.
It's May the 29th and 30th, downtown Rock Hill. You can't miss it.
Yes.
Angelo Jeter is the Poet Laureate Emeritus of Rock Hill.